Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome back. Here we go again, another episode. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. Please forgive my voice if you hear a little bit of hoarseness. I'm a little hoarse. I don't know why either exactly. I woke up with a little bit of scratchiness in my throat. I tend not to get colds and such because I don't give any energy to the idea of colds and such. But from time to time, you know, things happen. I don't really have a cold, but, you know, it's sort of like a cold-like symptom, right? But I feel fine. I feel great. I feel magical. And I hope you do, too, wherever you are. We have some fun things to talk about, some very interesting insights to share from Teal Swan, who was on the show not too long ago as a guest. And she posted a video that I just happened across that was perfectly in sync with a question that I received. So yeah, that's what we're serving up today here on the Positive Head Podcast. So hope you're ready for a little deep dive into love and what is love. Before we get there, I'd like to read a review. Let's see here. This review is by Wonder Woman 92, and the title is The Best Reminder. If I could give this podcast more stars, I would. I cannot express how much it has helped and will continue to help me through my journey. Thank you, Brandon, for spreading love and positivity and for growing with us daily. The Positive Head Podcast is the best reminder that life is but a dream and we are infinite. I constantly find myself using what I've learned from Brandon and his guest in my everyday life. It is evident that Brandon's intentions are genuine, and it is both encouraging and inspiring to hear others touch on subjects dear to me. Since day one, this podcast has resonated with my soul, and I am forever grateful. Thank you, Brandon, and thank you to all who continue to shine light on others. Aw, what a wonderful review. What a sweet review by Wonder Woman. Wherever she's wandering out there, I hope she hears my gratitude for her completing the circle of love that I'm putting out into the world and taking the time to review on iTunes. And you guys know, I always ask very nicely for you to take the time to do so if you haven't, because it definitely fuels my fire. I mean, how could I not be motivated to continue this labor of love when I hear that I'm, you know, having an impact, I'm touching some extension of self. And that's actually something we're going to talk about. She talked about intentions being genuine and, that's actually one of the things that we're going to get into as we dive into what is love and the ideas surrounding a topic that can be somewhat complex. Although on one hand, and then like many things, it's infinitely complex and infinitely simple, both simultaneously. So yeah, thank you again, Wonder Woman. And yeah, if you guys haven't reviewed on iTunes, it helps us to reach new people. So please take the time to do so. Also, love hearing your feedback through the Positive Heads Facebook group. Questions come in from the Facebook group, which I love. Actually going to address one of those today as well. And you can also write me through the website, brandon@positivehead.com, if you'd like to send in a question that way. So, all right. Well, let's dive right in here, guys, gals. Let's see what we got. Well, let's see. I have a question here that came in from Alex on Facebook, and Alex is a wonderful positive head that P-head, as they're so lovingly referred to on the Facebook group, that has been connecting for quite some time and a supporter of the show. And she had a great question that she sent. And she said, oh, and what to do with anger? Sometimes I can get a rage inside of me that I find so hard to control. I feel so exhausted and almost just want to give in to the hate and the shouting just by myself about some trivial topic. And it feels good. But then I feel guilty for feeling like that. So how can I let out anger and feelings of hate in a positive way, if that makes sense? I am a pretty passionate person and most of the time happy and bouncing around, but I can be like a raging bull when something sets me off. I feel like I undo all the good work I do up until that point when I snap. I swear a lot too. I know language is magic. What do you do about swearing? Or what do you think about swearing? Okay, I'm going to stop now and leave you alone. Have a lovely day. Well, Alex, I can relate to this. I can be very fiery. You guys have heard me talk a lot about overcoming my own reactivity or agitation. I talk fast. I think fast. I get moving. I get sort of in that anxious stress state, right? And so I think a lot of times, where's the anger coming from? It's probably been a process building up to the moment when you sort of snap. And if you can be aware of yourself, you know, you're feeling that way. You're feeling like disconnected. And it comes from a state of non-acceptance in that moment when you're snapping, when you're resisting what is. And that's causing you to swear and get agitated and rage, a raging bull, right? And so I if you can just take a look at sort of start catching yourself as you hit the road bumps, right? Those bumps that are on the side of the road. If you start veering off when you're falling asleep, if you think of it like, oh, I can see I'm veering, I'm hitting the bumps, I'm starting to feel out of sync, I'm starting to feel agitated. And start catching it. Make it a game to catch yourself and to then practice deep breathing in that moment. That helps me as, you know, I start getting there and I'll start taking deep breaths. You cannot be angry when you're breathing deeply and you're conscious of your breath. Try it. I dare you. You can't do it. And it's a great little tool. Now, what happens when you're not successful and you ignore the road bumps? You just go straight off the edge of the cliff, right? Which happens. The worst thing I would say you can do is to then beat yourself up for it and hate yourself for it and think I've undone all the work. No, you're doing the work. This is part of the work. This is the process. This is what you're here to work on. So, you know, the most important thing I would say, Alex, is once you're there, love yourself there. Non-acceptance is the biggest issue. And this is a part of you and your process going here. So I would say play with ideas of how to curtail the issues before they become issues, before you get into that state. But if you do, then just love yourself fully while you're there. Thinking, like being mad at yourself or guilty, that's even worse. So let yourself feel it if that's what it takes, and love yourself there. And by loving yourself there, you're going to start to transmute that energy. You're going to start moving through that experience. It becomes you're not resisting, so you're going to naturally find equilibrium and balance, which is not needing to go there anymore. And so that would be my advice. And, you know, it got me thinking a lot about self-love, which we talk about all the time. And I had a conversation this weekend with my uncle for a little bit about love and, you know, his idea of love, which is very in line with sort of traditional romantic love perspectives, which I make room for and cherish, and I think we all cherish those ideas of having sharing love with someone special. But, you know, self-love, how important is that? And learning to be love above and beyond, not just making it about the event. In the case of Alex, if this is happening, I love myself. If this doesn't, I feel guilty and mad at myself. It's like, no, bringing love to yourself no matter what. Bringing love to others no matter what. Whether there's romantic love there or not, it may feel different with different people. But, you know, Osho said love should be like breathing. It should be just like a quality in you. Wherever you are, with whomsoever you are, even if you're alone, love goes on overflowing from you. It is not a question of being in love with someone. It is a question of being love. And if we can always make this the goal, this is your number one job, to be in alignment with this state of love and acceptance at all times. Now, you're going to slip out of that, and that's a part of the process too. Love that, right? So it gets pretty crazy when you think about, okay, I'm going to love not being in love, like, or being out of alignment with peace and loving thoughts, anger, right? But this is how we transmute these things. This is how we move through them. This is how we get to the next level of the next greatest and greatest version of ourselves, not by beating ourselves up when we slip or when we're fully in that state. Accept it. You know, she said here, it feels good. Okay, then feel it fully. And that's okay too. You know, in the end, you will, I believe, you'll start, it'll stop becoming necessary for you. And if it's still necessary or it's still something you seek to feel and you have trouble stopping it before it starts, okay, love yourself there. You know, whatever arises, love that. Such a powerful quote and concept, right? So video popped up on my feed and it seemed very appropriate as I was looking at Alex's question. And it is by Teal Swan discussing love in general and really getting in deep with what is love. You know, you heard Osho's sort of perspective there. Let's take a listen. I think there's so much good to take away from this what is love conversation that Teal Swan or topic that Teal Swan discusses on her YouTube page. Take a listen.
Hello there. I'm going to answer this question in one sentence, then I will go on for the rest of the episode to explain what that one sentence means. What is love? Love is to take something as part of yourself. When you love something, you pull it towards yourself, you include it as you. It is an experience more than it could ever be a concept. It is the energetic movement towards oneness. Now, the exact opposite vibration of love is fear. To fear is to push something away from yourself, to disinclude it. You don't take it as you, instead you push it away from yourself. The ultimate reality is that of oneness. You may be looking at a chair or a dog or you in the mirror or your best friend or a tree and think that you're all separate, but the reality is that you are all expressions of the very same energy. And that collective energy has a consciousness. This consciousness is what we have been calling God or Source. Now, there was a thought within consciousness. That thought was I. The thought was define. That thought was a bit like a cancer. The minute it was thought, it caused a fracture within the oneness. Because you cannot conceptualize of I without giving birth to the concept of other. This was the birth of the ego, the birth of relationship, the birth of attachment. Like a cell dividing, the united consciousness began dividing and dividing and dividing. These fragments within oneness fragmented to the degree that the consciousness of those fragments lost awareness of the whole. You are one such fragment within oneness that lost awareness of the whole. So is the chair you're sitting on. So is the taxi out on the street. So is the tree outside. Occasionally, one of these fragments positively recognizes itself in the other fragment. And this causes a magnetism. They recognize each other as one. We call that love. Separation is the illusion. But here's the thing. In our physical lives, with our 3D minds, we love to think about illusion as separate from reality, but illusion is part of reality. Remember that in a universe of oneness, that includes illusion. For this reason, we could call fear an illusion within source consciousness whose reality is love. So why is love the reality of source or God? Why is love synonymous with source or God? The reason is because there is nothing that is not source or God. To love is to take something as part of oneself, and there is not a thing in existence that is not part of source or God. That is why source or God is synonymous with love. In other words, nothing can be excluded from source or God, and therefore by default it takes everything as itself. Watch your energy when you think things like I don't like, or I hate, or I'm afraid of, or even negative judgments. It's the same energetic movement. It's a pushing away. You can't push something away from you without making yourself lonely, without making yourself separate. This opposes love. This causes pain. In fact, there is only one pain in this universe. That's the pain of separation. In fact, there is only one form of happiness in this universe. That form of happiness is unity. If you are feeling pain of any kind whatsoever, it means that in this moment you feel separate from something. And any time you feel happy, it means that in this moment you feel unity with something. When we get into pain in a relationship, it is always an indication that we have a fear present. Why we feel separate from them. So anytime we feel this, we can expose the fear instead. When I am in pain of any kind, I have to ask myself, what part of myself am I trying to push away? Usually in response to it being awoken by something external to me. Is it the side of me that doubts the rest of me? Is it the side that feels so powerless and cut off from others that it is in rage? Is it the side of me that doesn't feel like it is good enough? Can I take that part in as part of myself? Can I bring it closer? This is radical self-love. The universe is a mirror of self. Doing this work where we take the aspects of ourselves which we are pushing away and instead bring them closer, this creates not only unity within ourselves, but because the world is a mirror, unity within the external as well. We cannot love an aspect of ourselves that we are pushing away without simultaneously loving whatever is triggering us to push that thing away. For example, a war triggers the aspect of you that feels powerless. You want to get away from that part of you, but by bringing it closer, taking it as yourself, your resistance to the war is decreased by proxy, and that ends the war, because the war itself is resistance. Or let's imagine that somebody in your life is much more accomplished than you are. By virtue of stepping into their presence, it's automatically going to call up two aspects of you. The first is the aspect of you that feels like it is never good enough. The second is the aspect of you, which is the perpetrator telling you you're never good enough, trying to make you good enough, the one that's hard. That external person is going to mirror for you both aspects that are within you, both aspects that you're desperately trying to push away from yourself. They mirror the split, the two fragments within you that are standing opposite of each other. By seeing that both fragments actually need to be loved, to be brought closer, it becomes possible to imagine doing so. By doing this, you love them, and by loving them, you are in fact loving the other person external to you that mirrored them. Meet the need of the disintegrated self. The disintegrated self is any aspect of you, internal, or any aspect of the world external that you push away from yourself. What does that aspect need in order to be brought closer to you, or closer to the whole? This is your work in the world. One of the easiest love practices to take on is looking for similarities. When we are not in a practice of love, our mind is constantly searching for the difference between ourselves and other people. It is constantly separating you from everything and from everyone. So the antidote to this is to look for your similarities. How am I the same as this thing in the world, especially those things that I'm pushing away from myself? What part of you are they an embodiment of? You as a singularity cannot love something and hate it at the same time. It is only possible that a part of you can hate something and another part of you can love something. But see right there, you yourself have to be in a state of disintegration to love and to hate something at the same time. If you want to be loved, you should know that one of the greatest barriers, if not the greatest barrier, to being loved is inauthenticity. In a state of inauthenticity, you don't even offer the truth of yourself up to someone so that they can take it in as part of themselves. By not being authentic, you are keeping yourself separate. You're not even giving other people the opportunity to love you. The universe's heart is broken, broken into different things and people. You can't not have a broken heart as an I that is separate from other things. It is our job to love that broken heart back to unity. When we love anything, including an aspect of ourselves, because we are a part of God or Source, we are in fact part of Source or God coming back from a state of disintegration into a state of integration, oneness. The new question that you have to ask towards the things that you fear and hate is, how can I not love this? How can I not love this? The truth of the reality of this universe is oneness, which means that it doesn't matter whether you like something or dislike it, it is part of you. You can't not love something because, like it or not, it is part of you. So practice the art of integration. Practice the art of oneness. Practice the art of love. They are all different words for the very same thing. Take the aspects of yourself, especially those that you push away, and instead take them as part of yourself. Have a good week.
So she talks about, you know, fear being the opposite of love. When you're pushing something away, whatever that is, a person, something within yourself, what's happening here? We're all in an energetic movement towards oneness. You're a fragment of the oneness that lost awareness of the whole, right? When she talking about like romantic love, I think primarily here, when she says occasionally one of these fragments positively recognizes itself in another part of the fragment, causes magnetism, we call that love. And of course, not just romantic. It can happen with friends or siblings or just someone you really care, you know, care about. So separation is the illusion, and illusion is part of the reality. Fear is an illusion within Source consciousness whose reality is love. You know, love is synonymous with God because to love is to take something as a part of itself, right? That was what she said at the very beginning. What is love? That was her quick answer. To take something as a part of itself and all as a part of Source, right? I mean, really, I love the way she just breaks it down here. She puts it, she has such a way with words, doesn't she, to sort of dissect it in a way that makes so much sense. Nothing can be excluded ultimately. So Source, if you're looking through the eyes of your our higher self, and that's really what's happening here, right? As beings, as we ascend, as we enlighten, as we wake up collectively, what does that mean? Well, we're becoming more in tune with Source, our higher self. As we see things as Source sees them, Source is now more fully active in our vibration. When we're resisting in fear, we instantly are out of alignment with the highest version of ourself, which doesn't exclude anything. It has room for it all. You know, I believe it was Eckhart Tolle said, can I be the space for this? Can I make room for this? That's your questioning moment. Whatever's arising, love it. Can I be the space for this? Because Source is the space for it all and nothing is excluded. So Source loves it all equally. Watch your judgments because they oppose love and will make you lonely. They cause pain. How many people get lost in judgment? Man, I know I did my share of judging and still have those moments, right? Less and less frequently, but I think back to young adulthood. What a judgmental bastard, you know? We've all been there. It's like, it's just separation. It's pain. It was a reflection of my own pain. The only pain is the pain of separation. The only happiness is in unity, she said. Pain equals fear present. And you have to ask yourself, what part of myself am I trying to push away, right? Stop pushing anything away. Be the space for it. A great, great sort of exercise she talks about here is start looking for similarities instead of looking for differences, right? How often in a day do you look for differences? Maybe it's some, you know, over-the-top news channel, you know, that you're, some people, maybe some of the listeners are like, Fox News, it's so awful, it's so, you know, whatever, just to use an example. What if you look for the similarities? I mean, in anything, anyone with that perspective, looking for where do you see yourself in them? What part of they an embody? What part of you are they an embodiment of, a reflection of? And of course, she talked about inauthenticity is the greatest barrier to love. You've got to be completely authentic, and that's what's going to be felt. That's what's being felt, you know, by I hear over and over on the show, because it's truly coming from such an authentic place to help. There's no ulterior motive, no hidden agenda. If there's ever any of that, it's felt energetically. Be authentic as you can be. You cannot lie to you. The only person you can lie to is yourself, because it's all you. Our job is to love the broken heart of the universe back into unity. What a powerful perspective and statement she shared. Our job is to love the broken heart of the universe back into unity. When we love anything, what are we doing? We are source in motion. We are source coming back into integration. And you got to ask yourself, how can I not love something if it's all a part of me? And that's really the game changer. When you realize everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself. It's all a part of you. And the greatest art you can do, practice the art of integration. And that's what we're here doing. That's what this whole show is about, right? We're learning how to do this. Take on the aspects you push away as a part of yourself. Love them. Love them right where they're at. And that's going to lead you to the next greatest and grandest version of self. This makes me think of a song that I love, and I played it a long time ago on the show, but hey, who says I can't play the same song twice? I'm going to leave you guys today with a song by Spiritualized. It's called Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. Absolutely love this song. And I love you all too.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space. Giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step.
Oh, And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.